On the tee from Scotland, Russell Knox.
Oh, he's got a chance. Well done. What a fantastic putt by Russell Knox. Terrific.
Well, this day of surprises just goes on and on. What a way to finish. It's a round of 66 for Russell Knox. And he's in at 14 under, so he takes the clubhouse lead.
At the start of July, history was made in Donegal as the 2018 Dubai Duty Free Irish Open, hosted by the Rory Foundation, was held at Ballyliffin Golf Club. Almost 100,000 spectators watched the spectacle on the Glashidi course as Inishowen put the county on the world golfing map, sitting alongside the globe's most scenic locations. Inishowen delivered well and above expectations as nearly 650 million tuned in worldwide, giving Donegal unprecedented exposure that the county now hopes to reap the rewards of in the years to come. It's early in that legacy process. Later we'll find out how it has been developing and the impact it has had in the county. That week in July had all the excitement, the thrills, the anticipation, the weather of course, and some top quality golf. Scotland's Russell Knox was crowned champion after a playoff victory over Ryan Fox. Knox sank a 40-foot putt on the 18th in relegation play to force the playoff with the New Zealander, and then sank another from virtually the same position in the playoff to claim victory, as thousands surrounded the 18th hole, trying to gain the best possible vantage point to watch the drama unfold.
It's looking good again, it's looking good again. Oh, he's done it! I don't believe it!
It's unbelievable. It is unbelievable. Lightning does strike twice. Good heavens.
I mean, it's why I play golf. I mean, all the practice days, all the misses, all the bad moments, all are taken care of with putts like that. I mean, I just remember standing over it and just said, I mean, just don't aim. Just hit the putt, see what happens. And I flushed the putt. And of course, I mean, making two of them from almost identical position, I mean, obviously that's a bit of bonus, but unbelievable. So happy.
Simon Allis, a championship director. John Farn, a general manager of Ballyliffin. First of all, Simon, what a way to finish a Rolex Series event here in Ballyliffin.
I mean, it's unbelievable. I think if you're writing the book on how to deliver a Rolex Series tournament, yeah, at a venue with the right winner, in the right conditions, with the right everything, well, this is what we've just witnessed. We are over the moon. We're ready for pints. We're tired, but we are very happy.
There was an amazing atmosphere, John, at the end. We've seen Russell Knox with the putt and relegation play, yeah, and then to emulate that from further out with the same sort of line in front of so many people in the 18th. I suppose it's what you would have, the sort of finish you would have dreamed of having here.
Couldn't have written the script. It was amazing to do that twice from almost the same spot. You know, the odds are, I wouldn't like to hazard a guess, but a fantastic finish in front of a great crowd. Donegal really got behind us, and it was a fantastic day for the club, a fantastic week for the club. It's been an absolute pleasure to stage the Dubai Duty Free Irish Open here in Ballyliffin, and I think it has certainly put Donegal on the world stage in terms of a championship golf venue.
What's the legacy going to be here? What can this do for golf in the Northwest region?
The legacy is going to be immense for golf in the Northwest region, but I think the legacy for the club is going to be immense too. This has really gelled everyone together. Everyone's got behind it. There's a strong spirit within this club, as there always has been, amongst the staff, the members. Everyone has a sense of pride in what we're trying to do here, and everyone has a sense of pride of what has been achieved this week. But that pride is extending now outwards and throughout the whole county, and this is going to be fantastic for Donegal Golf, because people don't come into the country to play Ballyliffin Golf Club and go home. They come into a region and they play four or five rounds of golf, and Ballyliffin will be one or maybe two of that visit. But this is going to be good news for Rosapenna, for Port Salon, for Nairn and Port New, for all the courses in Donegal, and you know, that's what we're trying to deliver here. We're trying to get Donegal on the map. We're not in the middle of nowhere, as people might have perceived at one stage. at this moment in time, Donegal is the centre of the golfing world, and we intend to stay there as long as we can.
Martin McDermott, we're standing here on the 18th green. It's been a fantastic achievement by everyone involved to host such a spectacular event this week.
Yeah, very proud standing here this evening, Oisin. It's been fantastic. You know, the crowds, the people, everyone from the community groups to the Gardaí to everyone, it's just been fantastic. The way Inishowen has pulled together in this has been phenomenal. And, you know, we're really, really proud tonight, and I'm very, very proud to be from Inishowen tonight. I'm very proud to be from this area here. I'm really, really proud of Ballyluffin Golf Club, and I think we have to take our hats off to John Farn and the team in Ballyluffin and what they have brought here, because, you know, and all the tourism work we do, this here tops it all. This is going to put us on the map big time, Oisin.
If you look at what the television pictures brought on the world stage, money couldn't really buy that advertising,
no.
Martin.
No, money couldn't buy the advertising here today. I mean, you just go home at night and get some glimpses of this area on the TV, and, you know, it'd put tears in your eyes to see how beautiful and how this golf course, how this area has shown itself over the last 4 or 5 days. The world media has brought onto it, Sky has brought onto it. You know, we're there nationally, internationally, and all over the world. And I think, you know, we talked about what this was going to bring to the local economy here was about between 10 and 15 million. You know, the future will bring a lot more than that, because Ballyluffin, Inishowen, Donegal now is on the lips of everyone around the world for what they've seen over the last few days.
Oliver Gilmore, Honorary Secretary of Ballyluffin Golf Club, you have just pulled off hosting the Irish Open, which has been won by Russell Knox. How proud a moment for you as a club man here in Ballyluffin that this has been achieved?
Well, Shane, I couldn't even describe to you how proud or where I am at this minute, because we are absolutely over the moon. This, we couldn't have written a script the whole way right through to the end, and a playoff at the end, and a guy sinking a long putt to win it, and the publicity we've gotten all over the world. We are euphoric is only a word to describe it, Oisin. We are over the moon.
Yeah, it's been an absolutely amazing week, so it has.
It's been an amazing journey.
Yeah.
And the culmination now is, as I said earlier, you couldn't have written it. You couldn't have, you know, there's no way of describing it.
Yeah.
Like, it's quite emotional, to be quite honest, yeah. but it's...
I know you talked about people, that men and women that were here before that aren't here to see this, and
yeah.
they're founder members of the club. You'd family
dad,
members, your dad is one of them.
They looked after us big time. They organised the weather, but we organised the rest, Oisin.
Yeah.
And, as I say, everything just knitted into place. Everything... It's perfect, perfect,
yeah.
Perfect. And if Donegal and Ballyluffin Golf Club don't take off after this, there's no taking off in it.
92,000 plus was the total which was here this week.
That's conservative, I would say.
Yeah.
That's conservative.
That's the official number from the European Tour as of an hour ago.
It must be for tax reasons they're under-declaring. But no. Look, we're delighted. I was at Port Stewart last year on the final day. We were invited there because of the announcement, etc. There was nothing near that on Port Stewart on the final day last year. And look, we are over the moon.
Yeah.
We are over the moon, and... God, I would love to have it next week again, you know. But
Shane O'Donoghue, you were there. You were the MC, the host for the presentation. That's the sort of finish that the tour would have wanted for an event of the size of a Rolex Series 1.
Yeah, completely. Yeah. You know, I think it ticks all the boxes, like, you know, because it's just a reward for everyone, you know, that you get drama and that you get entertainment and that you get great duels and great battles. But, you know, to have it all happen at Ballyliffin is significant. You know, to shine a light on this area, like, a lot of hard work has gone into just creating this whole place and course, especially Pat Ruddy's creation, you know, and it was obviously well known amongst those who care and know about golf, and it has been sampled by many people from around the world who care and know about golf. But you actually need to, you need such a massive bit of PR to make it, you know, an established brand very quickly. And you can't do that, you know, in a hurry, to be honest with you, without something magical happening.
Yeah.
And that magic happened from within here. When you think about the dream of that man, John Farron, like, and it, like, if you tell him it's not possible, that actually, well, clearly, just makes him raise his tail and say, hang on a second, I'll show you what's possible. And he has done it, and he has galvanized a lot of people, you know, but he has been instrumental in what has evolved here. And the thing to remember is that the Irish Open needs to go to different places. So there should not be an absolute demand to have it back in a hurry. What you've got to do is build on the magic that happened this week, the positivity that has come from it, and use that as a marketing tool.
Yeah.
But you need to just tell the story of so many aspects to do with both the history of this place, the village, everything to do with this terrain and what was created here initially and how it has evolved and now what it is. So you need to take all those little factors into account and develop a really good strategic plan and build on what's happened this week, because you don't need to do this every year. And that's not what the club needs every year. The club needs now to just reflect and then move forward in very positive ways, in a strategic way as well, with regard to marketing this for the next several years. People will have such happy feelings about this, and I think they'll have such positive vibes about the whole thing, because this has been a win all round, Oisin. A win all across the board. Yeah. It's been phenomenal.
Donegal seized its moment in the spotlight and dazzled the world in radiant sunshine. 6 months on, it's all changed at Ballyliffin. All the tents, marquees and grandstands are gone. The cows are back roaming on the land which housed the media centre that beamed those stunning pictures across the world. The legacy of the Irish Open is in its early stages. We've been back at the course to get the feedback from those that were part of that special occasion and to find out what their reaction has been since and what effect it has had on the club in Ballyliffin. General manager there is John Farn. He first presented the idea of hosting a European Tour event a decade ago. His dream came to fruition in July. John told us the reaction from everyone he met since that glorious week has been extremely positive, and that the tour were overwhelmed by Donegal as a host.
There was an element of nervousness and they weren't sure what they were going to get coming so far from where they would see as being the centre of urban population in the island of Ireland. They were, you know, shocked by the quality of the golf course, but the enthusiasm of the local community, the entire Donegal, Derry population really got behind the event, and that made the success of the event. But the quality of the images in terms of the sponsors getting visual impact worldwide, the sponsors were delighted, who, you know, Dubai Duty Free were, I wouldn't say a reluctant participant, but certainly they had reservations about coming to Ballyliffin. But thankfully, those reservations were firmly put to bed with the success of the week. Record crowds. I think the only Irish Open to have beaten the crowds in Ballyliffin was the Royal Port Rush Irish Open in 2012, which was a phenomenal success. But the European Tour, Keith Pelly, Simon Alice, all, you know, and even from Tourism Ireland and Volch Ireland's perspective, you know, the event was seen as an overwhelming success. And that's good for Ballyliffin, but it's good for Donegal, and it's good for the possibility of getting the event not just back to Ballyliffin, but back to somewhere else in Donegal or somewhere else on the Western Seaboard. And that was the prime aim of staging the event here. We felt that we could do it, and if we can do it, there's no reason why somewhere else in Donegal can't do it in the future. Albeit that the tour are keen to come back here, and we do see it as being a possibility. Now it'll be 5, 6, maybe 7 or 8 years away, but certainly what they've experienced has been a fantastic, successful Irish Open, and there's no reason in the world why we can't replicate that again.
And you mentioned, and the European Tour mentioned, about a legacy. And the impact that hosting it for a first time would have. We're about 4 or 5 months out since it was here. Where's that legacy and impact at now, John, do you feel, here in Ballyliffin and countywide as well?
Well, certainly Ballyliffin has been, as Rory McIlroy was quoted as saying, Ballyliffin is firmly on the world map now as a result of the event. We've seen a dramatic spike in terms of bookings and inquiries for 2019, 2020 and even 2021. You know, remarkably, so the spike in inquiries and bookings. So that's the immediate impact of a showcase of that nature. And it's not just about golf. We had people coming to the area just because they saw the scenery. Already, they've come from as far away as Australia, having planned a trip to Ireland, saw the coverage on international TV, and said that, right, if we're going to Ireland, we have to come to Donegal because it's so beautiful. So that's just a snippet of the potential and the impact that this has had. So we do see the legacy has already kicked in, but we need to manage that and we need to manipulate it and make the most of it. And working with Donegal County Council, Foch Ireland, Tourism Ireland and North and West Coast Links, our marketing group, we intend to fully capitalise on the TV footage, on the exposure that has been received and on the potential of the Irish Open having a home here in Ballyliffin, albeit in a rotation.
How difficult is it going to be to keep that momentum going for the next 6 to 7 years if we are to see a return in that period of the Irish Open? Because it's not going to be a 12-month thing here. It's going to be a longer period of time, John.
No, we're looking, 10 years out, and the effect of this will probably be felt for 10, 15 years at the very least. And at that point, we would hope to have staged another one, equally successful. Yeah. But to capitalise and maximise the impact of the 2018 Irish Open, we need to work together with the tourism bodies and with our marketing agencies to ensure that people are aware that this isn't just an aspirational golf course or an aspirational experience. Mm-hmm. This is something that you can come and experience in Ireland any year. So it's important that standards are kept high so that when people do come, they're not disappointed. And that's just not the case for Ballyliffin. That's the case for every golf course in the county, where standards need to be kept at a very high level so that the experience and the customer experience when they do come in is of that standard and expectations are fulfilled. So it has raised the bar in terms of the level of expectation from visitors. Now, we can't guarantee we're going to get the same week's weather every time a visitor comes in here in the next 10, 12 years, but certainly the presentation, the hospitality, the welcome, and the standards that they experience on and off the golf course needs to be raised in order to satisfy that customer demand that's coming and has arrived, really.
Gareth McCausland is the club professional down here in Ballyliffin, and we're standing here in the clubhouse looking down on the 18th. The grandstand's gone, the pavilion's gone, it's back to the norm here in Ballyliffin, but it was a fantastic time, so it was, and I'm sure for everybody involved here, like yourself, you have so many special memories, Gareth.
Yeah, it was an unbelievable week. The crowds, the weather, the finish, everything couldn't have worked out any better. Seems like everybody's enjoyed themselves. The talk still, every weekend you have the members come around, they're still talking about things that happened at the Irish Open. You hear some funny stories and, even some of the Marshall stories, getting talking to the players. Everybody seemed to really enjoy themselves. Yeah.
What was the highlight for you then?
There's not many highlights. Yeah. It was, what a week. To say that I was here and as club professional here when we hosted the Irish Open was fantastic. Just to see the top players in the world at Ballyliffin, taking on, and Ballyliffin, I think, sort of the course won, I think, over the week. Looking at all scores from events all year, it showed how tough our golf course is. And everyone said that they would take it apart without the wind. With no wind, the course still held up. So it was fantastic to see them struggle around our golf course, and it makes us appreciate now when we're playing. It is a tough golf course, so it was good. It was good fun to watch them struggle a bit.
What sort of impact in your mind has it had here in Ballyliffin and I suppose in the Inishowen region?
It's been unbelievable, to see the amount of new people taking up golf. Juniors, our junior academy's flying. It always was good. We always had numbers between 80 and 100 kids playing golf around here. But the amount of new kids talking about coming to play golf for next year, getting private lessons. Even our ladies have seen a lot of new members come in, and I think we have a waiting list at the minute for membership. Yeah. So for the club, it's been fantastic to see so many new people taking up the game, and it's great for everywhere because I'm sure in our local clubs as well, they've had a big pickup in membership and people trying to get into golf.
How important is it then to keep this momentum with the young juniors, with the young people who are not now want to play golf? Because we've always seen a sort of increase in interest rather in various sports that have been successful, but now in 2018 it's about golf. And how do you keep that going?
you have to keep it, you know, for the kids. We do a youth academy down here at the club. We bring them down every Thursday evening. We have a great volunteers. And it's great just to keep them interested, you know, to get the kids the chance to play golf, because not everybody was given the chance when they were younger to give a game of golf. So to see the kids out here now, we've 5 academy holes out there at the moment, and we're hoping to try and, you know, do a bit more with that. So we just keep trying to push them forward and keep the kids coming through. We have great numbers.
You mentioned visitors as well. The numbers are up. We have the players that come from around the county, but where else are they coming from now to play here in Ballyliffin?
Worldwide, you know, we've people come from the other side of the world. People come from Australia. You know, we've a lot of American visitors. Sweden. We've a lot of, you know, people come from Europe as well. So visitor numbers are looking good for next year, which is great for the club. So the club's still trying to push forward as well. You know, the greenkeepers are out there doing a bit more work. We're flattening more tee boxes. We're making things better, yeah. And we're trying to push the club forward as much as we can.
You don't mind all this extra work, then, do you?
No, it's unbelievable to see a club that's so busy, you know, because golf has struggled for the last number of years in Ireland. Not just Ireland, worldwide, you know, numbers have been dropping. So to see the numbers increasing again here, it's great to see.
Gareth McCausland, the club professional at Ballyliffin, bringing to an end part one of Highland's Irish Open special. In part two, we'll be taking a look at the impact the Irish Open has had countywide.